Bullets flying everywhere. Syrian troops advance into the town of Taibe, south of the capital Damascus. The soldiers, all from the Syrian army's 1st Armored Division, are on a mission to sever the insurgents' supply lines. This task force is part of a larger force that the Syrian army hopes will deal heavy blows to militants fighting the government in the southern regions of the country.
We're standing south of the Syrian capital Damascus in a location that connects Damascus countryside province along with Daraa province and Suwaida province. The 1st Division of the Syrian army has launched a series of successful operations in this area in the past 3 days that allowed it to control the new territories and regain control over areas that the foreign-backed insurgents were controlling. The officers have told us the successes they have made were more than they have expected, as the insurgents were falling back quickly and sometimes surrendering some of their posts without fighting.
The recent months have witnessed a series of setbacks for the Syrian military in Qunaytira and Daraa provinces. This after militants seized several strategically important posts. Now the army wants to recapture these posts and eliminate the insurgents.
One of the main difficulties we face is the support from Israel and Jordan. Militants take their wounded to Israeli-occupied territories and come back with food and aid. Many of the terrorists we caught told us they were trained in Jordan, but we are dealing with them anyway.
Whenever the army makes advances, it establishes a series of high points to maintain control over the area before moving further ahead.
As we are advancing, we have to establish advance points to protect whatever progress we have made. This takes up a lot of resources and energy.
Militants from al-Nusra Front and the Islamic Front are trying to stand their ground as they attach great strategic significance to the southern parts of the country and use the region as a launch pad for attacks on the capital. But the army says the militants will be pushed back sooner or later. Ali Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus Countryside.